Really exciting news for Sportsnet and for WWE fans. NXT is now coming to Sportsnet 360, live broadcasts every Wednesday night. And joining us now is Dakota Kai, WWE NXT superstar. Thanks for this, Dakota. We don't have many events actually in Vancouver, but have you ever been out here to see the beautiful mountains, the ocean here in Vancouver?
I have. I believe we did an NXT sort of road loop that included Vancouver. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've only ever been to Canada once, so and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, we hope to have you back one day, eventually when things get back to normal. But you've got quite a journey yourself, coming from New Zealand and now making it in NXT and doing big things. How has that journey been for you?
It's a little bit overwhelming. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I realized that this year I'm in my 14th year of wrestling, which is kind of weird to say out loud because it doesn't feel like it's been that long, let alone over a decade. but it's been crazy. There's been so many ups and downs. I have traveled quite a bit, even before being signed with WWE. So there's a lot that went into this journey.
Yeah, you've wrestled in New Zealand. We know Japan, now eventually working your way out here to North America as well. And a special last couple of weeks for you, especially with the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. You, along with Raquel Gonzalez, win that. How's that been for you, just reacting to that success and what's coming for in the future, hopefully?
It's been a little bit difficult to even comprehend that it happened. Being a part of that tournament was such a big deal, let alone winning it. So it was very, very special for all the women involved because, you know, this was the first ever Dusty Classic that they had for women. And we really did see it as like another little milestone on the path that is Evolution. So, yeah, we felt very honored that it was announced for us.
The women's division has come so far through the years. How do you see it now, Dakota, and where do you see it moving in the future?
I think a lot of that is based off, you know, the Evolution movement that came from a lot of different areas within wrestling. You know, you had obviously the Four Horsewomen in the NXT division at the time and Paige, but it really did bubble up from the independent scene. I like to think that it did, you know, with Shimmer and a lot of those promotions. And I think we just want to keep this rolling, you know, like Evolution didn't stop. It wasn't a trend that happened. I think the more opportunities that women get to, you know, be the first ever or put on a big, amazing matches, that's only going to help everyone within the entire division or women's wrestling everywhere to only just get better.
I noticed you tweeting last night during the Elimination Chamber event, and you actually want to get into an Elimination Chamber, take all those bumps? I mean, I don't know if that's the smartest idea. I know I wouldn't.
Did you see War Games last year? I was basically a rag doll. I love doing crazy stuff like that and taking crazy stuff. It's what I live for, and I feel like, you know, if I can last War Games, like being the first woman in the War Games cage and lasting till the end and having our team win, I feel like I can do pretty good at Elimination Chamber. I'm resilient.
There we go. You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Dakota Kai, WWE NXT superstar. You can catch NXT live on Sportsnet 360 on Wednesday nights. That's a special announcement that was made today. And, you know, those broadcasts, they're a little different this year. Obviously, with what's going on in the world with coronavirus and COVID-19, you've had to change the game. Performing without fans, how has that changed the way you work over the last year, Dakota?
It's been very different. And when everything first happened, we were really thrown into the deep end of, you know, performing in front of no one with no screens to just silence. So that was rough for a while there, I'm not going to lie. obviously now NXT does have like 45 to about 50 fans ringside, and they've also got the screens that you guys see around. So that helps us a lot. But when it first happened, it was very hard. And I think a lot of us really had to dig deep to, we did like, it was like a 6-woman ladder match that we did to silence. And that ladders have never hurt so much in my life, let me tell you, because a lot of the adrenaline we get is from the crowd, you know, like we the chants and everything, they get behind us, they boo us, they cheer us. And that's half the reason we're able to do the things we can. But to no one was very rough. And a lot of us really had to rely on the other girls in the ring to help each other out and to, you know, make it not hurt as much, I guess.
Well, as wrestling fans, some of those greatest moments in wrestling history are when, you know, the performers and when the athletes feed off the energy. So I can imagine how tough it's been from that perspective. But I've noticed that you're a big-time gamer. Has that helped, you know, playing Risk and just connecting with fans through gaming? Has that helped keep that connection with fans for you?
Oh, my gosh, Risk. Don't even talk to me about Risk. So many people were like, how have you not ever played this childhood game? I'm like, I have different childhood games where I'm from, so there's that. But being able to game and stream for, you know, the majority of 2020 has helped so much, because I can game whenever, you know, I don't have to be live to do it. I can do it alone, which is what I've done for the most part. But I think the more important thing about all of that was really interacting with the fans during such a really difficult and challenging year, you know, when we don't see them, we don't do meet and greets as much, and we don't do any of that. So that has really been the priority for all of that, to really reconnect with the fans during a rough time. And yeah, I think being a part of Up, Up, Down, Down now, which major shout out to Creed, because he's awesome and he really gave us the platform to do so, has helped us a lot. And yeah, has given it an alternate like thing to wrestling, basically.
It's Dakota Kai, and you can follow her on Twitter at Dakota Kai _ WWE, and follow her on Twitch at Charlie Girl. Before we let you go, so our listeners, obviously NXT is coming to Sportsnet on Wednesday. For listeners that aren't familiar with the brand, it's a little different from the Raw and SmackDown. What can we expect from Dakota, from you, Dakota, on Wednesday nights with NXT?
Well, currently, Raquel and I, after winning the Dusty Cup, we have a shot at the WWE Women's Tag Team titles, which is happening on March 3rd. So you don't want to miss that. But as well as that, NXT offers such a different sort of style of wrestling to what you usually see in Raw and SmackDown. We do a lot of, you know, the longer sort of hard-hitting matches, as well as the cool storyline. So it's really just an alternate sort of, yeah, style of wrestling.
Awesome. Dakota, we're excited. Thank you for your time today, and all the best.
Thank you guys so much for having me.